This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. One of Pakistan's most popular singers has stunned his conservative country by switching from candy-coated pop to fiercely political songs. The pop star talked with NPR's Lauren Freyer about that shift and what inspired it.
Shahzad Roy used to croon about love. He won fame among Pakistani elites who like to dance to secular tunes, but otherwise don't rock the boat. So those fans might be slightly shocked by the new Shahzad Roy.
I'm allergic to bull.
In this song, Roy says government promises of free speech, clean water, and ample electricity are nothing but BS. If you had the chance, you'd sell off the entire country to line your own pockets, he sings to politicians. In one video, Roy wears an orange prison jumpsuit like those worn by inmates, Pakistanis and others, at Guantanamo Bay. He swears at the guards. Laga Ray was one of Roy's first political songs. Here he sings sarcastically. Carry on, goes the refrain. If you're sitting back doing nothing, just keep sitting there, he sings. The new Roy thinks regular Pakistanis can't sit back and do nothing any longer.
I think that, you know, one should start asking questions.
The 34-year-old pop star says it was his charitable work in poor public schools that opened his eyes to injustice in Pakistan, something he can't stop singing about now. He belts out that same sarcastic tune, Laga Ray, in the corridors of a once dilapidated school for 2,100 girls in one of Karachi's poorest districts. Roy took over management of the school from the Karachi government in 2007, and he describes an early request from one of the teachers.
She said, Shahzad, can you do me a favor? And I said, yes, sure. And she said, can you get rid of dogs, please? I said, what? Because I thought maybe she's saying metaphorically that there are some bad people. And she said, no, we literally have dogs here.
Hungry stray dogs used to roam the classrooms. A former principal ran an illegal side business renting out the schoolyard for weddings. Leftovers and trash attracted rodents and wild dogs. Rubble piled up in the place of desks. Raw sewage ran in the drinking fountains.
It's typical. It's absolutely typical.
Alia Amirali, an analyst at Pakistan's National Students Federation, says local politicians probably had no idea about the state of their government schools until Shahzad Roy came along.
It's certainly never been a state priority. So the English upper middle class education system is working fine. That the government pays attention to, ironically, because the government's priorities are always extremely class biased, right? Because their kids have never been to these schools.
Local politicians have been forced to take note as Roy's education nonprofit, Zindagi Trust, has rebuilt the Fatima Jinnah Girls' School, installed computers, trained teachers, and started the first ever lessons here in art, sports, and chess. The trust is moving on to other public schools and also runs after-hours programs for child laborers. In that time, Roy has also released four albums about poverty, intolerance, and corruption that he sees rife in Pakistan, despite billions of dollars in U.S. aid. He recently gave a school tour to a bunch of Western ambassadors who asked him if there was one thing they could do to help Pakistan.
Just stop giving us aid, because the day they'll stop that, we'll start collecting our own taxes. The day we are going to start collecting our own taxes, there will be some governance. And when you take aid from foreign governments, then obviously they will dictate. How can you blame them?
Look for that in Roy's next song. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Islamabad.